Truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 34.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live your true purpose. Breathe, pause, observe. You'll make better decisions. In the past, I've struggled with self-judgment that has inhibited good decision-making. I've criticized myself for not being good enough. I have wasted oodles amount of energy comparing myself to others, struggling with trying to let things go. Eckhart Tolle in The Power of Now talks about pausing to breathe and then observe, to let go of the struggle. For when we do, we notice what we are experiencing and we see what is happening around us. We are better able to focus on what matters and we make better decisions. I have noticed when I let go of the struggle with how I believe things ought to be, I see my strengths. I'm able to witness instead of judge. I observe. I become fully present. I have a presence and an inner peace. Pause, breathe, observe. In life, in leadership, in public speaking, we can let go of the struggle by simply pausing to breathe, breathing into the body. But a pause scares people because it screams the truth. I was scared in the past. Pausing to breathe creates time to think. I have no time to think. Can't think. Must do. My head chatter would go on. I must be busy all the time. I must be doing to be successful, to get on in this world. A kind of treadmill living. Mr. Tolle says, breathe fully into your diaphragm. Notice your presence. This pausing to breathe has greater significance in public speaking than any other context, really. When we focus on thoughts and feelings that do not serve us, like, do they believe me? Just pause and breathe. When we do this, we make better decisions in the moment that serve us. We're less judgmental. Pause, breathe, observe. Recently, I spoke to a room filled with successful business folk. Yep, I was bricking it. I think I was just having one of those bad days. Nothing was going the way I wanted it to. I broke down on the A3 and had to get the AA out to tow me to the venue. They fixed the car, but I was late. I realized I had left half the workbooks for the stuff that I was going to do with the audience at home. Winner. I thought, it may be a good idea to just sit in the car for a moment. Hell, I was late anyway. Another 5 minutes wasn't going to hurt. The pause I had before bolting into the venue and frantically hurtling through my talk was the best thing I did. It reminded me about the power of a pause. I was able to change the direction of my thinking. My pause wasn't passive. It was very much an active part of letting go of the struggle that morning. It allowed me to make better decisions in the moment when I was speaking. Pause, breathe, observe. Now, I've got a client. I love him. He's fantastic. I love all my clients, but Malcolm is a phenomenal man. He is the CEO of a multinational bank based in the UK. He is always having to speak to groups of employees from 50 to 350 at any given time and at a drop of a hat. Being at ease and being seen as a genuine safe pair of hands is crucial for rebuilding trust. He speaks almost as fast as he can run, and he used to be a 100-meter specialist when he was at college. Never pausing, believing people have to feel your passion for the subject, and a good way to get passion across is to, is to speak quickly. And in truth, Malcolm isn't wrong. Injecting pace can create a sense of excitement and passion, but not continuously for 15 to 20 minutes. Nah, that's a bit overkill. Malcolm would pace feverishly up and down the stage, his physical body movements mirroring his pace of the delivery of the words. There was no room for emotion, no room for connecting with the audience, no room for experiencing something, and no room for creating space for the audience to experience something. So I asked him to undertake a regular practice of noticing his breathing. Letting go of the struggle starts with mastering your presence. And to do this, you need to become more conscious of yourself and the choices you're making in the moment. Noticing bodily sensations and the thoughts and your responses to them. In time, This awareness develops into an unconscious competence of how to use your body, your thoughts and feelings to connect with others. I suggested he implement my 3-point plan for better decision-making and connecting more authentically with an audience. Point one, pause. Yep. Find moments to pause. Finding moments to pause allows you to make good decisions and allows others to experience something. Point two, breathe so you can focus on what matters, creating an experience for yourself and others. Point three, observe. Notice what you are experiencing and what is happening around you. Use this data to improve your ability to lead with purpose. Pause, breathe, observe.
For more information, please visit truth-works.co.uk.